The Hotchkiss Dramatic Association is presenting Shockhead Peter, a Junk Opera, coming up April 27th and 28th at 7:30. And, of course, that April 29th, 2:30 performance, which is always a benefit for an area charity. And the name and the poster of this really intrigued me. Peter, Shockhead Peter, a Junk Opera, kind of looked like a punk rock opera to me, but I was all wrong about that, I think. We've got some of the students that are performing in this joining us today, and the first one will be Sam Suslovich. Sam, nice to speak to you today.
Hi, great to be on with you, too.
Now, I originally saw this poster, I thought rock opera, but then all of a sudden this goes back to 1845.
Yeah, it doesn't conform to any particular genre that I've seen before. It's a very unique show.
When you first heard about it and read the show, what were your initial reactions to it?
So when I initially read the script, I was considering whether or not I should audition, and naturally when I went through all of the different songs and scenes, I was astounded at how terrifyingly humorous they were. It's this gruesome comedy that just, it frightens you to your core sometimes, and it's really just delightful in that way.
Well, the way you're talking about it, just so people understand, it really goes about what happens to bad kids or naughty kids as the play goes on.
Right. So it's an anthology, if you will, of cautionary children's tales.
Mm-hmm.
And those are based off of a 19th century children's book called Stuhl Peter, which is German, and it's all these different children who do naughty things and then have their own punishments for them because of what they've done. And those have been set to music and performed with puppets in our particular production.
Now, just listening to you talk, now I know why they selected you for the MC.
Thank you.
Have you emceed things before? I mean, are you an actor on the side? Like, is that what you're, you know, one of the things you're studying in, or is that just that you were blessed with that voice?
No, it's not a major focus for me, but I have acted in several different Hotchkiss productions before. Just this past winter, I was Cymbeline in our production of Cymbeline. I've been in Neil Simon production of Fools. A few black box plays directed by students. It's been a really fun time. But
and is this your last production? Because you're a senior, right?
Yes, this will be my last main stage production here at Hotchkiss.
No. And once you leave Hotchkiss, where are you heading for?
I'm going down to the College of William and Mary in Virginia.
Wow, that's not too bad.
not bad at all. No, it's beautiful down there.
You'll survive the winters a lot better down there.
Very true. Very
now,
true.
Now, where are you from, for our listeners, Sam?
Originally, I'm from northern Minnesota.
Well, then, this is like summer to you then.
Exactly. May doesn't end. Winter doesn't end until May for us.
That's right. Well, the way we're going, it's going to happen around here. So then you're the MC. So then basically, your voice is heard throughout this whole production.
Well, there are two MCs for us. There's myself and Lucy. We're kind of the audience's guide through the show. We set the tone for some scenes. We introduce different characters. It's a fun time.
Jalen Mallard is, I do believe, a junior set to graduate next year at Hotchkiss. Am I correct about that, Jalen?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Well, welcome to Robin Hood Radio again. And in this show, you're a singer, eh?
Yes, I am.
So let's talk a little bit about this show. What I asked Sam about this, when you first auditioned for this and saw the script, what did you think about the show?
I knew that it was a project that was going to take a lot of work based on the nature of the script. I was interested to see how the music would be developed based on the lyrical aspects of it and conveying and doing a narration of such gruesome scenes at times. The singers are a lot different from the MCs, but in a way we are similar. We set the tone, but we narrate over scenes while the MCs more so introduce it and guide the audience in between our songs.
And we should, I should insert right here that this show is not really appropriate for children under the ages of 12. I know that's hard to believe in today's society because kids grow up very, 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 very quickly. But for a lot of kids, this could be a shock to the system. How do the adults respond to this?
So far, the adults have been responding pretty well. I think they find it kind of humorous at times. I think they respond appropriately with concern and laughter, which is kind of what we're hoping for.
Slight
confusion as well.
As a singer now, what category of songs would you say these songs fit into? If somebody going to see this and they were to see summer theater or a Broadway production, would this be the same type of songs, or are there so many different tempos and different songs that it goes all over the place?
Like Sam said about the show as a whole, it doesn't particularly fall into a specific genre. Some songs are a little more rock than others, but I think the interesting and great thing about it is that we have divided the songs between my fellow singer Katie and I, and we've developed our characters to these songs and changed the songs to fit our own personal styles, and they all have some form of riff or chord progression that carries throughout the show, but they're all changed enough to be pretty vastly different in sounds.
And let's talk about what you now that you're into the show from when you first saw it. Is there any differences from what you expected, or have you come along and you enjoy it even more?
I think I've come along and enjoyed it so much more. I didn't necessarily come into the show with any preconceived notions. I came in pretty neutral about everything, and I was excited to explore an entirely different side of theater.
I guess people don't understand how hard you have to work to get into these shows, and on top of that, all the work you do as a regular student at Hotchkiss School.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent to go up against, so it's an honor to be cast in a show like this.
Well, good luck in the show. Hannah Lothian, who's on the class of 2019, we welcome you to Robin Hood Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, what I find interesting about this show is it's a combination of actual physical talent you see on stage, but there's also puppets, and you are involved in just about everything.
Yes, that is true. I am one of the physical performers, and as a puppeteer and a physical performer, we not only use the puppets to tell the stories, but we're also on stage a majority of the time acting out the characters that interact with the puppets and bringing them to life, not just of themselves, but in the context of their own tales.
Now, when you auditioned for this, did you imagine that you would be not only a performer, a puppeteer, but also the technical director?
I was technical director for this show back in the fall before we had even started auditions, so I already knew I was on board with the project, and I had been on board with the project since we approved it on the HDA board, but I do remember auditioning, and I was so excited for the challenge that the show is going to be, because it's nothing that we've ever done at Hotchkiss, and it's not only challenges us as actors to take on roles that don't have any lines, and we move and express ourselves only through our bodies, but it's also a challenge as challenge to the audience to see something they've never experienced before and to react to it and to really take it into their own context and their own experiences.
You know, I find that very interesting that as students, you actually do have to not only worry about, and as technical director, you really know this even more, not only worry about what goes on stage, but then you just, as you just said, how it presents to the audience. It's almost like you have to read the room and understand the room even before you know who's filling the room.
We keep our fingers on the pulse of the audience.
I think that's amazing. A lot of people don't realize that, but that really is an important part, especially when you bring something as different as this to the stage in this area, which I think is great because I don't think anybody in this area would get a chance to experience this except through what you do with the Hotchkiss Dramatic Association with bringing a title like this.
Well, thank you. And that was part of the reason that we did it, because we wanted the audience to have a new experience. But even more, we wanted to challenge our actors here, and we wanted them to have the experience, having the enormous opportunity at a boarding school to really delve into something so beautiful and so different, then we should take the opportunity, and that's why Shockhead Peter is being presented here.
Well, that's Shockhead Peter, a junk opera, April 27th through the 29th, now the 27th and 28th at 7:30 in the evening, and then the Sunday performance, April 29th, is always at 2:30, and that is a benefit performance for a charity. Now, a little bit more about you. I mean, do you plan to continue with the arts when you leave Hotchkiss and head to college and further, or does it depend really on what your studies are going to be?
Well, actually, we have a college fair tomorrow, and I'm sort of trying to plan out my entire future, but I'm taking it one step at a time. I do know that I really want to continue at least technical theater in college, because I think that that's just such a hands-on activity, and there's nothing that brings me more joy than actually watching the set come together every day in tech, building it, and then blood, sweat, and tears, quite literally, being a part of it. I know that I may not continue acting in college, but technical direction, I'm looking for colleges that share that, as well as neurology studies.
Well, good luck in the future. And once again, to everybody around here, Hotchkiss Dramatic Association has done it again. They're bringing you something that you might not ever see. Shockhead Peter, a junk opera, April 27th through the 29th. Hotchkiss.org/arts for more information. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.